bird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. So it was, Jane, when was Luann Bird on the show?
It had to be about 3 weeks ago.
3 weeks ago? Everything just blends together these days.
Well, it all gets mushy in my head.
But I've heard about her big event that's happening tomorrow at the Cooperage from so many different people, from different friends that are planning on going, from obviously from her. And then I had a friend, Annie Nelson, who is helping, I think, to promote the event, tell me about it. I was like, I actually already know that that's happening. So the event's called We May Well Be the Ones. It's going to be at the Cooperage, and it's a benefit concert for Assembly candidate Luann Bird. And the main act is Christopher Porterfield from Field Report. And coming out of retirement to help produce it is David Revelle, who was the artistic director of Alverno Presents from 2003 to 2016 and has been an independent producer up until 2020. And I didn't realize, because I think, Dave, this was before my time, of just kind of like the legendary shows that you've put on in Milwaukee. And so it is a very big deal that you're involved in this. And so we have Chris Porterfield and David Revelle, here for the half hour to tell us about the event. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks, Kristen.
And so I guess, Chris, let's start with you. So how did you even get, because you've been doing these intimate concerts with Luann called Bird Songs, Luann Bird. Yeah. There's a lot of puns going on with Luann's campaign. And so How did you get so involved in her campaign in the first place?
All right. Well, so my family and I moved out to the district, the 84th, a couple of years ago. And as we were sort of getting the lay of the land and figuring out who our elected officials were in a new spot and all those kind of things, discovered that I was suddenly in a very, very red district, redder than I knew. And in fact, my assembly person often ran uncontested because it was just sort of a blowout all the time. It generally went up to as many 30 points red. And so I sort of, I took to Twitter, as you do, and I was like, hey, this is nonsense. Why aren't we even fielding a candidate in this assembly race? And I got some gentle answers and some hard truths about politics. and they're like, well, you know, this just isn't, you know, it's not a thing. I was like, well, I'll run as a write-in. It's in 2 weeks and we need somebody. No, that's not how it works. But I did get connected with Evan Goyke through that conversation. And we had a couple phone calls a few years ago. And then after the redistricting happened, the lines were redrawn, and suddenly the district went from a good chunk of it in New Berlin to none of it in Waukesha County and all of it in Milwaukee County. And it went from up to 30 points red to very, very purple. And then that's when Evan reached out again and was like, hey, do you know anybody in your district like that might be interested in running? And I gave him a couple names and none of them were. And we would text occasionally. What's, you know, have you found a candidate yet? No, still looking for the right person. You want to run? Ha ha ha. LOL. JK. Not really. Do you want to?
Wink, wink.
No. Nudge, nudge. Hey, maybe we should get coffee, you and me and Greta Neubauer, and bring your wife and have a conversation. And it's like, oh boy. Starting to get really real and also pretty late in the filing deadline. We were staring down the barrel of like, oh no, 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 no. This isn't what we want to be doing. And suddenly, a person named Luann Bird said, you know what? I think I'd like to run. I think I'll run. And she had been drawn in, like you probably heard this story. She had been drawn into the district from, I think, the 81st in the new lines. And so not only did they make it competitive, they drew in the former school board president of the Wendell School District and president of the League of Women Voters of Wisconsin, and a very, very qualified, very, very eminently likable, very smart, great door knocking candidate to challenge who would become Bob Donovan. Mm-hmm. And so out of gratitude to Luann for running and out of my understanding of the seriousness of the implications of the race, which is the Republicans have a real shot at a supermajority to override Governor Evers should he get reelected, started helping out with the campaign early on. And so, you know, doing some early graphic design stuff and part of the kitchen cabinet and all that. And we were talking and it's like, well, what else can I do? Like, I want to do something. I don't know what to do. I'm not a political, you know, whatever. I don't have any experience in this, but we decided, well, maybe, you know, music brings people together. And as corny as maybe it seems, like, we didn't want to have a, you know, Little Sebastian sort of situation from Parks and Rec.
Good reference.
Thank you. Yeah. But we wanted to do it in a way that felt really real and authentic, because that's how Luann is. And we wanted to give the people in the district a chance to feel some energy too, and feel like there's some cool stuff happening in the 84th. And so I started reaching out to some musician friends to see if they might be interested in being a part of it. And shockingly, after I explained the situation, everyone just kept saying yes.
That's so
everyone
cool.
kept saying yes. And then we started talking about, well, maybe we should have a larger scale situation where we can offer Milwaukee people the chance to get involved, especially in fundraising. And everyone just kept saying yes. And we got people involved. And suddenly I was feeling like, oh boy, I'm in over my head. Who would be amazing to help get on board and like steer this ship and help me miss all the things I'm going to miss? Well, my first thought was, of course, David Ravel, who I had the pleasure of working with for probably the last decade in some capacity or another at various Alverno Presents shows, and things that he masterfully curated in the community that brought so many people together and built so many relationships. And so I sort of shot my shot and said, hey, David, what do you think? And he said yes. Everybody just kept saying yes. And so that was a real sign to me that I think people really are motivated to do something, mm-hmm. especially if it's in their wheelhouse. Sometimes they just need to be aimed at what needs to be done. So that's kind of been my role in this, is just sort of, you know, letting people know about this thing and sort of aiming their energies in a place where they can be impactful.
Our guests this half hour are Chris Porterfield and David Ravel, who are producing and putting on an incredible event tomorrow night at the Cooperage called We May Well Be the Ones, which is a benefit concert for Assembly candidate Luann Bird. And so, David, what was about Chris's pitch or about Luann that you're like, yeah, this is worth my time. This is worth investing into.
Simply Chris asked.
Okay.
And it was that simple. Chris and I have worked together for the past decade on a number of projects. I was flattered that he thought I could bring something to this. And when he explained what the stakes were, which are significant, it's just nice that somebody asks you to do something that you're pretty good at that will have this outlying benefit beyond the work itself. So, yes.
And so what is the format that is set up? Because I know the Field Report is going to perform, but who are some of the other artists involved? I already have my ticket, so I will be there. But what can people expect from the show?
Well, first of all, props to you for having your tickets early, because pre-sale is how everything works the best. So thank you, Kristen. Well done. A model audience. David, do you want to run down the list of heavy hitters that we've got on board for tomorrow?
The format is kind of based on a project that we did from about 2011 to 2016 called Uncovered, where we would select a musician from the community to curate a performance looking at the songbook of one composer and asking the question, what is the American songbook and what merits inclusion into that? And the idea that we had is, you can tell the strength of a song by how many different ways it can be reinterpreted.
Mm.
And so those shows had a curator. Chris was a curator of one of them, one of the more idiosyncratic ones, I might add, and bring in different people to take on this material and reinterpret it and see how it stands up. So we were sort of looking to that format for We May Well Be the Ones. We knew we didn't want to focus on a single composer, but we wanted to focus on a theme, songs about politics, about political action, affirmative songs, songs that talk about the power that individuals can have to affect change in their communities. Chris and I sat down and, do we make a list of people first or a list of songs first?
I think it sort of happened simultaneously, side by side. We were coming up with songs and then be like, oh, what if so-and-so did this song? And then we would ask them and then they generally said, sure.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Well, who are the list of people that are going to be there?
It's going to be Chris and his band Field Report, and Kaylee Conway, who is a singer-songwriter and in Chris's band. Tontine Ensemble, which is a contemporary string ensemble that's led by Barry Clark, who is Chris's bassist. And then we have a lot of amazing individual singers joining these people on stage. Be Free, Marielle Alschwang, Sarah Voss. Help me, Chris, because I don't want to forget people.
Tracy MT, Ellie Jackson. And then is that everybody? I think that's everybody.
I think that might be everyone. And so I wanted you guys to listen, but I do have it in front of me. But we have to go to a break really quickly. You guys are still going to be here when we come back. We're going to give more information on where to go. And we might have a special guest join us after the break to surprise both of you. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stick with us.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Cold snap like a coiled spring. You can feel the frost coming on. We are marigolds an orange number, barely holding on.
Well, welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Our guests this half hour are singer-songwriter Chris Porterfield and former Alvernum Present artistic director David Ravel, who are the producers of We May Well Be the Ones, which is a benefit concert for Assembly candidate Luann Burr that is tomorrow night at the Cooperage. And we have a surprise guest who I think is on the phone. Luann, are you there?
Hello! Hi, team! How are you?
Hey, Luann!
Bird is the word!
Bird's the word!
Bird is the word!
Luann, how excited are you for tomorrow night?
Oh, my gosh! I cannot wait. I just, as I listen to you two talk about how you put this thing together, because, you know, I had nothing to do with it, but my vision for tomorrow is all of you up there. I mean, all of these musicians on stage, it's all about collective action. What can we do together? It's just, it's always given me goosebumps from the very start. To think of all of you playing, We May Well Be the Ones to turn the world on its ear. We may well be the ones. If not, then why are we here? It's just, words don't describe it. I'm just so excited.
And it's interesting because where we started today's show was talking about democracy and how a lot of people know that they're worried about it, but there's maybe not the biggest problem that people are prioritizing right now. But I think it's interesting to tie that into, Chris, what you said as far as tapping into what people can do, especially as artists. And I think, you know, at least as the history books of my impression of the combination of music and politics and activism in like the 60s, that sometimes there's certain artists who I think on a large scale we see now, but really getting back into a grassroots local artists, local politicians, and so much of this being a community oriented thing with both who's coming and the attention that it's getting, and how much more, if those of us who really do care about our democracy, how much more room there is for this of blending the arts with our politics and our politicians, because it does affect our community, and who's in the office affects the arts.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. I totally agree. And I think there's going to be a lot more room for things like this for a bunch of reasons, one of which being a musician is a totally different thing right now. I don't know if you have seen, but there are so many national touring acts and worldwide touring acts who are canceling tours because it just doesn't make any sense to go out on the road and cast such a wide net anymore. I think the nature of the economy and the COVIDity that's still happening and the way that music is consumed now is going to require musicians to become more local and more regional and to be less concerned about what the rest of the world thinks and really plug into community. And that, I think, is going to dovetail really beautifully with getting involved in the political stuff. You know, I don't know. I mean, art is politics. Politics is art. Art is liturgy. Liturgy is politics. It's all the same thing. It's just a different tool. And I think we're going to figure out how to continue to use music as a powerful tool to help, you know, work on this thing called democracy, honestly.
Absolutely. And so for people who are listening and who are in the Southeast Wisconsin area, what else should they know that we didn't cover so far as how, where the event is, why they should come, what they get out of it? Where should we send people?
What are the nuts and bolts of the actual ticketing? I mean, I think you can go to luannebird.com, right? And that'll give you a link to tickets. Or you can go to the Cooperage website. The show is at the Cooperage tomorrow night in Milwaukee. Yeah, and I think it starts, does it start at 7:30?
Doors are at 7, shows at 7:30.
We're looking at roughly a 90-minute runtime. So there's still plenty, you know, it's a school night, but you can still, you know, it's a definitely a doable thing. We kept that in mind. Yeah, what questions do we have?
Well, Luann, since you have been on the show before, but for any new listeners, how would you describe yourself and your campaign?
Well, the one thing that Chris and we've all worked on is civility. I would say my campaign is all about fixing the broken political system so that we can work on the things that are threatening democracy. So the real reality of what's happening hit me this week when I had a voter tell me he could not take his wife's absentee ballot. The clerk refused to take it. Wait till people go to the polls and try to vote with their absentee ballots. And I mean, go to their clerk's offices and they can't take them. I wonder how many people that last week are going to run into that situation and now their ballots won't get there on time because they have to mail them. We have to change that. Democracy is very threatened and there's no more drop boxes to make it easier. And a lot of people think elections can be stolen. So that's why we need to support these musicians because they're going to help us change it. Now you give them the details about the event.
Well, I know that I'm super excited. I told this story yesterday or maybe earlier that I had made a commitment to my newly betrothed husband that we got married on August 20th. And we had tried to we were going to say that we were going to have a commitment to have date night on the 20th of each month. And then this event fell on the 20th and I told him, surprise, this is what we're doing for our date night this month. And so
very happy.
Yes. I was like, it's a concert. This is a good, it's like, this is a fun thing to do. And so I usurped his date night and folded it into this event. And so
you won't be complaining.
I don't think so either.
Two things I love, you honey and democracy.
Yes. So We will absolutely on our website and on our social medias share all of the information for people to go to the event tomorrow. It is called, the event itself is We May Well Be the Ones. It's a benefit concert for Luann Bird. It's going to be at the Cooperage, $25 general admission, doors open at 7, concerts at 7:30. I can't wait. Any other last words before I let all of you go?
No, I think we've covered it. Thanks so much for having us on, Kristen. It's really good to talk with you.
Yeah, it's absolutely. Come back anytime. I'm excited to meet you all in person tomorrow night. And good luck with the last minute details, because I know event planning has a lot of those.
Indeed.
All right. Thanks so much, guys. Good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you, Kristen. Thank you.
All right. And so for that, when we come back, there's going to be a conversation about protesting.
There it is.